Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Ford South Africa have issued a new safety recall, and that's for, I think it's a 2025-26 Ford Ranger models. Apparently it's about a brake boost failure risk. I don't even know what that means. More than 5,000 units in South Africa are affected. We are joined this morning by Ian McLaren. He's the editorial director at Car Magazine to explain what it means if you own a Ranger. How do you check your VIN number, and how important is this recall? Ian, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So in plain English, what is a brake boost? And what happens if you don't get one or have one or doesn't boost or brake? Well, brake we know.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure.
Okay, well, specifically a brake booster, I mean, if that's so, back in the day, we just, you put your foot on the brake. I actually drove an old City Golf the other day. And if you're my age, you'll remember when you came to a stop street and you put your foot on the brake of a City Golf, the brake pedal went further and further down, and you had to push it further and further down. So a brake booster in a modern car just makes the braking process easier when you're coming to a stop. I think the first thing to remember in terms of vehicle recalls is these things, they happen a lot more than you think they do. I think globally there's around 700 vehicle recalls a month around the world.
Wow.
So it is quite a common occurrence. That being said, Ford has had a little bit of a bad run lately. But maybe I could play devil's advocate. I would rather have my manufacturer call me and tell me there's a vehicle recall then not call me and potentially ignore it. So again, Ford's a little bit of a victim of its own success, because there are so many Ford Rangers currently on the road. It's the best-selling double cab in South Africa. So when they do issue a recall, it's going to affect quite a number of customers. So you spoke about the process of checking if your vehicle needs a recall. There are apps like Ford, for example, has a My Ford app, so you would potentially get a notification on that. You can also very easily run your VIN number through a website on the Ford site, and that could tell you if your vehicle needs a recall.
So but Ford themselves, I mean, I would imagine they go through to the dealers, and the dealers contact people who have purchased a vehicle from them. Obviously, it's not always possible if it's a year or two later and there's already a secondhand market, it's much harder to track. But for a new vehicle like this, I would imagine it's relatively simple.
You would think it's really simple, but these days, you know, obviously there's social media, there's media like yourselves, and ourselves, that we can put the notification out. So the thing with the recall and how it works is there's a National Consumer Commission in South Africa, and by all accounts, they're very strict, and they probably should be. So if they pick up on any vehicle, on just one vehicle, or maybe more than one, a problem that looks like it could affect a whole batch of vehicles, that manufacturer is then obliged to recall every one of those vehicles. Again, it's probably a good thing. So, for example, Volkswagen recently, or there's an ongoing problem. A few years ago, there was I don't know if you heard about it, but the Takata airbag recall. So, there's a company called Takata, and they supplied airbags for a whole bunch of Volkswagens and other brands. And Takata themselves issued a recall on those, on the airbags, saying they weren't confident that the airbag could operate correctly. So then Volkswagen is obliged to recall all the vehicles that have a Takata airbag fitted to it. And now you can imagine, this is 10 years ago now, so that vehicle potentially could have been on its third or fourth owner. Now they're struggling to get that vehicle backed for its recall. And then because they haven't got all those vehicles recalled, the National Consumer Commission is still on at them about why they haven't. So then it becomes trickier. So the ones like a Takata airbag that's been going on for more than 10 years, yes, that's tricky. But the Fords that were built 2025, 2026, hopefully they're more easily contactable. Mm.
Is there a way that they indicate how serious it is? Because a recall could be for something that the chance of something going wrong is minimal, but it could also be potentially something catastrophic if not seen to. Is there almost a scale, you know, like load shedding levels, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and if not, shouldn't there be?
I don't think there is a scale, and yes, there probably should be, but I also think maybe they're taking an approach like any recall is considered serious, so rather get it checked out. But yes, certainly. The thing with the recalls as well, you've got to remember, is a vehicle in these days is a far more complex beast than it was, say, 10, 15 years ago. So I think I saw a number that 41% of all recalls in the US in 2024 were software related. So it's not always hardware. It's not always an airbag that might not deploy. It's probably maybe the system that's you know, behind the scenes. You're speaking about smartphones now. Mm. So the software in your smartphone, so something could be glitchy there. It just needs an update. So a recall could just be a software update, but yes, it could be a serious thing like a brake boost failure. I'm not sure what happens if a brake boost fails. I think your brakes would still work. You just need to push harder. I don't know. I don't want to make light of it, but it's you know, you're right. There should be a scale of please get stop your car and bring it in, or bring it in the next 2 months.
Absolutely. So hold on. So before I let you go, so what do we do if somebody, one of our listeners is now, they are a proud owner of this vehicle, what do they do to check if they're on that list, or if their vehicle rather is on the list?
Look, the easiest thing to do is to go on Ford's local website, and there will be, I'm actually driving a Ford Ranger as a test vehicle at the moment, and my vehicle needs to go for a recall. But you go onto the website and you put your VIN number of your car into the space provided. It'll tell you clearly whether your car needs to be a recall. And then the dealers are all aware of it. So they should be pretty jacked up in terms of phoning them. They'll say, okay, we'll see your car needs a recall. Hopefully it doesn't take more than a day, and after that, maybe they're giving you supplying you with courtesy vehicles. But yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. So I have a Ford, my Ford app. It's not my car, but you know, I'm trying to live the ownership experience. And if you run that app, it would also tell you that. Yeah, if you're not sure, just pop into the dealership and they can run your VIN number through their system, and they'll say, yes, your car needs a recall. It'll take a day. Book it in next week, or your vehicle is fine.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that, and very, very important information. Ian McLaren, he's editorial director at Car Magazine.